When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So like I said, I got my bookshelf with my books, and they're all very good, you know, like they're, I mean, my B team of books, I guess, is what I donate and what I have donated. But I got like this VIP shelf of like my favorite books that I think there are about 30 of them. That I could just, like, I love. Okay. So, like, the Barnes & Noble fancy-looking ones? Those are my favorite books. Like, in my mind, I'm like, you know, someone's over drinking, and they're like, man, they're like, what's that book Replay? And I'm like, oh, that's the best book ever. Here, just take it and give it back to me. That'll be about 20% of the show. Nice. Is it the Rugrats original cell? Yes. Have you bought more TV show stuff? It's crazy that you don't love Zach Hampel more than you do. No, I'm sorry. I'm saying, like, you know, like his family owns like the oldest bookstore in New York, and like this is what they ply their trade in is like first print, first edition stuff. That's what he grew up in. Yeah. It's a great, it's like he took me on a tour of it, like a behind the scenes kind of tour, like a Disney Club 33 style tour. Yeah, and put it on our you put it on the Christery YouTube page that exists. What are we doing with that? Why do we have to film it? We could just sit there and talk about it. No, you show them through your words. Yeah. All right. That's fair. I don't think that's too weird. Wait, so what's the difference between your bookshelf and a display? Like, do you have a secret? Gotcha. Yeah. I read a there's a word, I saw this on Reddit a long time ago. I actually checked it to make sure it was real, and I just looked it up now again for you. There's a word, sundoku, which is the phenomenon of acquiring reading materials but letting them pile up in one's home without reading them. Do you know there was a term for that? It's Japanese slang that originated in 1868. Yeah. Yeah. I got, is that the one, what's your most pressing right now? I feel like you should, because like the dad is probably like, have you read the book yet, Chris? I'd like to talk to you about the law. How about Jeff? Huh? You're such a Jeff. Don't know. Gotcha. Sorry, my what's books? Watched 1.5 and I thought it was just overblown hype. Okay. Young Sherlock Holmes is the one I told you about. Yeah. It's all right. It sounded like you were doing something. Sounds good. All right. We're great. With time wise or following along or you should have this committed to memory by now, man. You've been talking about the Sherlock Holmes show for a month. Yeah, we did that. Right. Imagine that. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't know how. Right. Dig up her bones and, give her her arm back. Yeah. No, I was, I mean, you're on a roll. You go. Okay. Of course. Yep. Right, what do are we gonna we don't want to aggregate an entire book and ruin it. Right. 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 Gotcha. Can I pause you there for 1 second? Do you find that, I mean, like, or the man in the arena? That's what I meant. Yeah. The man in the arena. Did you feel like, I mean, like, this guy who's writing about this guy who wrote this famous character, it's like, I mean, the way you say it's like his life's work is chronicling an author who wrote these amazing books. Shouldn't his life work be like writing amazing books yourself? Like, does that ever bother you? Not to knock the guy, but I mean, like, you know. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. But that's a little different. That Right. Yeah. All right. That's all. Just the way it was phrased was like, oh, my life's work, you know, these journals that someone else wrote, who's almost like a contemporary in a way. You know, like it's. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry to have gotten ahead accidentally then. That's cool. All right. He didn't think he could ask the people who eventually bought it in the auction, like, hey, I've been working on this. Do you mind if I take a peek? I need a hint. No, your dad. Oh, man, what a twist. Nah. But I mean, that seems like super dramatic. Like, let me do this in the style of Sherlock Holmes. I'll show them. Yeah. Okay. Right. He should have started a podcast. Right.
Right, which he would have.
No, he would have found something else. I didn't hear it. No, I never had that problem. Maybe someone died. That's where my brain goes. Yep. I don't know. Okay. What are you still, yeah, exactly, like, what are you still missing? Doyle was my friend by his photographer. That's for the wrong show. Right. I don't know, man. That's kind of deep. Let's draw a quick parallel about someone who's so obsessed with. I mean, you've had stalkers, right? The dude's a stalker, essentially. Right? Even to the point where he tried to kill himself in the same fashion as I mean, I'm sorry, yeah, he killed himself in the fashion of a character that the person he's trying to that he hated, that Doyle hated. Yeah. How's that going? He sounds like the kind of guy who's like, "Hey, working on my novel this weekend." You know, okay. Yeah. Thanks. I don't know what that means. I do enjoy it a lot. That's true. Well, when I'm not working on Christery slash Christerant, I'm no, I don't remember that at all. I wasn't criticizing. It was giving. Okay, so first, all right. First of all, my real life job, I basically edit the fantasy and betting sections of The Athletic. So if anyone's a fantasy football player, come check us out. Yeah. What are the fantasy? That's a good book. So I tried to tell them that we should do baseball cards for all the 100 players. We didn't. Yeah, it would have been fun, but we didn't. The letter that I sent was, so we have a series of podcasts and a cooking show under the Chris Manzo 8 umbrella. Obviously, there's Christery. Look, I worked with Chris during the TV show, Foul Territory, for 39 episodes. And it was, I would labor over this rundown with these great ideas and things like that. And then the show would never, you wouldn't even, it was like you wouldn't even look at it. It was very insulting and sad. But I did it for all 39 shows. And as for this one, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do any rundowns. You can do just like Crispy Chris, because that it turned out it was a very good show, Foul Territory. And Christery is just, it's very Chris driven. So I did send Dear Albie the next 20 episodes that he should do thematically. And then I had some notes on your mom's cooking show, which I think, summertime we could match up with some cool summer recipes and drinks. And then I found this really cool old Heritage of New Jersey cookbook, which is more like a pamphlet. It's like a 30-page pamphlet that released in 1976 to celebrate the bicentennial. And it has all these funky recipes, like that they made back in the 17, late 1700s and 1800s that I think she should try and make that I think people would like. And then I think she should film herself buying ingredients for things in the supermarket to tease, or even like, buying them on Fresh Direct or whatever. And then there's no Christery section because I think you're doing a fine job with this. And if I feel like you're going off track, I can just reel you back in live. There is more information than everybody needs. But Dear Albie's a very, like, he decided to do the season as his, the wedding season, right? And so theme it for the wedding. Like, I all these old Dear Abby questions that were really good, wedding themed. Yeah. Well, that's my plan. Great. Great. Just bring microphones and make everyone talk into them. I don't think I sent. I think I sent it to Al to convey it to your mom. Yeah, I'm sure he didn't. Yeah. I didn't have any. You're welcome. It's a compliment. Sure. I think that's where you want to go anyway, and I don't think I'd be able to stop you. Well, I need a couple of examples. Are you prompting me to read the things that you wrote that you wanted me to read and pretend that I wrote them? Yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. He's iconic, though. That way he talks, I think, the way he looks, he's different. I mean, he was your first celebrity chef ever. Wolfgang Puck, and I guess the yeah, Marco Pierre White of good. Oh, fuck that guy. They didn't write back. He needs a new publicist. He's dead to me. No, it's all right. Yeah, I guess. But that's his publicist. Is him having a publicist on brand? Nah. He has one. Well, I mean, you think so highly of yourself, you went out and got a publicist, though. If you don't want to deal with it, just don't deal with it. Don't put your. Why? You have to get his number somehow to get the phone number to call him. All right. Don't know. I believe that, but because your house is all over the show. So someone drives by, like, oh, there's the house. Yeah. He kind of was. I mean, 15 years ago, maybe. Oh, that OBX. Oh, I got you. Yeah. I don't know, maybe not. Well, I don't know which I remember. Is this good or bad? Like, of course, they're iconic. The Joker's iconic. You know what I mean? I guess, but I feel like, back then, word didn't spread as fast. He really, like, we talked about this a couple episodes ago. It's, like, it's not like he was reading stuff on Twitter where he's like, this person's crazy and I need to look out for, like, they're coming for me. Or like, this theory is like J.K. Rowling can look at this stuff in real time and disprove theories. You know what I mean? Like, Damon Lindelof can read theories about, the Watchmen and be like, no, it's a great theory. I love that idea, but you're totally wrong. And like, that's not at all how I wrote, that person. So I feel like Arthur Conan Doyle never had that opportunity. He'd have to read like an op-ed in a newspaper in like a Roanoke, and then weeks later after he sees it, writes to that editor and disproves everything. By then it's a month later. In a best case scenario. Yeah. Dumbledore is gay. Yeah, I've gone too deep now, yeah. Oh, the one Colin Farrell played in the movie? Yeah. Grindelwald? Right. Okay. Well, he can. He still has two more books to go, at least, right? Yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, like, just as J.K. Rowling, the author, if I wrote seven books that were like, they're humongous, right? Like, I've got the first Harry Potter book on my B team bookshelf, and it's a paperback version. Like, I got to it late. No, you know what? I don't know where the rest are, actually. I think I gave them to maybe my sister because she hadn't read them, and I'm like, here's a humongous stack of Harry Potter books as a book. I can't remember what I liked. I don't remember. I didn't like the second one. I liked the first one. After that, it's all blurry because of the movies. No. All right.
No.
All right, she wrote him a pseudonym, but the pseudonym came out like almost immediately, right? Right. Right. I mean, like Arthur Conan Doyle. Who was that? There was, oh man, I'm not gonna remember this. I'm not gonna remember it the right way. But there was someone, oh, Mario Puzo. When he died with that unfinished manuscript and someone else finished it, and like someone else has taken over the mantle of the Godfather. Yeah, that's kind of like Kermit having a different voice, you know? Or like the Muppet, like Ernie not sounding right when you watch Sesame Street today. It's like that something's off. You know, I think they deserve having that ownership. When J.K. Rowling was like, no, Ron and Hermione ended up getting divorced 10 years after this book, in my mind. Maybe that's where she saw the story going anyway, and she would have thought at some point she could have written that part of the story. That's where they were careening. So I think she does kind of have the right to be like, this is their destiny. Because otherwise, someone else picks it up, they write it, and it's like, no, this just is not right. Yeah. That's the biggest mystery of my life. Sure. Right. But that's not the, I mean, that's not the real. Right. Right, but I'm saying like if Ivan Reitman was that who wrote Ghostbusters? If he's like, well, yeah, if you want to ask what Peter Venkman's doing 20 years in the future, he's no longer married to Dana Barrett, and yeah, he's I don't know, his TV show's a wild success. It went from basic cable to streaming services now. You know what I mean? Like he's retired and he lives on a farm in Tuscany. Tell me that story. Yeah, exactly. I have no idea. No, I don't follow her that closely to like the Well, yeah.
Yep.
Let's have her support Chris Christie in your scenario. No, did you tweet? Definitely not about the show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really? What'd you say? Chris Manzo are getting political, everybody. Oh, wow. Real as like a joke or like a fine. I'll look it up. I'll Google Chris Christie comments on Manzos. You can tell me when we hit pause. All right, about Nikki Haley then. All right. Let me just Google Nikki Haley Manzos to make sure. We're gonna Google every presidential. What did RFK Jr. say about Rich Wakili? I don't think we should do a political episode. Yeah. Okay, sure, that's a good one. Okay. Right. Ron lowered taxes. Hermione was a lobbyist on behalf of the farmers. Yeah. Hawkeyes. I like the girl, the female Ghostbusters. I thought it was funnier than people gave it credit for. Kate McKinnon was really funny in it. Yeah. By the way, where did she go? What's she doing? Now that I haven't watched, we don't have cable, so. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I know who you're talking about. Danica McKellar. Did you watch Velma? I watched it. It was when I was off. You know what it was? It was so for, I was watching that, and Harley Quinn is one of the best shows I've ever seen, right? And if you just want to watch, if you just want to make your determination on if you want to see it or not, they did this kind of like standalone Valentine's Day episode that I think when you look it up is like that you go just it's the last one that was out, and it will just basically give you every character in a nutshell, and it's amazing. It's one of the best standalone episodes of any show I've ever seen. And I thought the show itself was amazing. I tore through it. It was just awesome. I was Velma. I was watching it. I think during maybe I was interspersing like whatever mood I was in. And it was like two people wrote it, and it was half good and half just so horrible. And by like the last three episodes, you're like, I never want to see this again. But they had like some of these parts that you're like, this is really creative and funny, and I think I like this show. I think she might have been the bad parts. I don't know. I could be wrong. Well, they blew it up, you know. They mixed up ethnicities and like personalities, and there was obviously no dog in it and stuff like that. Yeah. Right. No. Sure. Yep. Right. Yes. All right. It's fine. Look at Inglourious Basterds, right? Like without giving too much away. All right. Well, I mean, they re rewrote history in there, and it was still felt. Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, I'm sure people did, but whatever. It was a good movie, and it had to. Otherwise, I never saw it. Right. We can start. I want to start asking. We can get Karabi on here. I think that would be an awesome show. Yeah. Gone well over an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah, how about that?
Alright, well, I feel like we rambled a lot on this one, but whatever.
Yeah, we
I tried to get you to go on your little ramble and you just rejected it every time. So
people want to hear you ramble.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.